Mr. Flusher Potty Paws. I rang the doorbell at 17 Swiss Cheese Center. Let me in, I said forcefully. My name is Stilton. Geronimo Stilton. The door buzzed open. I stormed down the hallway to my ex-office. Then I pushed open my office door. A one-eyed rat sat behind the desk. He wore a black patch on his other eye. It made him look like some kind of pirate. He was short and stocky, and his fur was shiny with fur gel. He wore a striped suit and a shirt the color of American cheese. He smelled of expensive blue cheese aftershave. He wore a gold ring with a big diamond in it. His heavy gold watch was studded with diamonds, too. He looked like a big show-off. Flusher Pottypaws growled at me. By the stench of 1,000 toilet brushes, what do you want? Pottypaws tried to look threatening, but he didn't scare me. I had survived the mousetrap, after all. My name is Stilton, Geronimo Stilton, I said proudly. I run the Rodents Gazette. Trumpeting toilets, he roared. What are you doing here? This is no longer your office. I laughed. I just won $1,000,000. Now I, too, am very, very rich. You can't use your money to ruin my business anymore. Pottypaws glared at me. He looked like a tough rat. But I can be tough, too. I kept going. This town is too small for the both of us, Pottypaws, I said. The fight is even now. Pottypaws turned pale. He suddenly looked sad. No, he said. No what? I asked. He shook his head. This fight is not even, he said glumly. I was puzzled. I was expecting more of a fight from this rat. Why not? I asked. Pottypaws did not answer for a while. Then he rested his head on his desk and burst into tears. This fight will never be even, because you are clever, and I don't have what it takes to run a publishing house. Pottypaws sobbed and sobbed. He practically cried a river of tears. I couldn't help it. I started to feel sorry for him.